Ladies and gentlemen,
pros and schmoes,
you are listening to
The Come Up.
This show brought to you by Rescue Dogs. Remember to adopt, don't shop.
Okay, so anyway, what are we going to talk about today?
We're going to do an Arnold Sports Festival recap.
Nice. Yeah, so we don't have a guest today, but we are going to cover the weekend from the Arnold and talk about my experience competing on the Arnold Amateur Stage.
Yep, and don't forget to use code ADVICES at checkout when shopping at TrueNutrition.com for all of your supplement and protein needs. ADVICES at checkout.
You can customize your own shit. Do it.
Yep.
Custom that shit.
Ryan, what are you doing?
Huh? Excuse me?
What are you doing?
I'm eating a cheesecake.
Oh, what size cheesecake are you eating?
I'm eating an extremely large strawberry cheesecake from Fresh Thyme, and it is delicious.
Great.
There's only 3,600 calories in the whole thing.
On that note, welcome back to the Come Up Podcast. We are fresh off of Arnold Weekend, and we are ready to give you a recap of how it all went down. I can check
this off my bucket list now. Not the Arnold, but eating cheesecake on a podcast.
Eating a whole cheesecake.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those times I'm really happy that I'm allergic to vanilla, because I don't even want that. Not even a little bit.
I think you're lying, because this shit is amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be amazingly smelly later.
Mm-hmm.
So, recap. People we met. Famous people.
Yeah, so the very first day we were there, we ran into Sean Roden in the lobby, and I was like, hey, Haley, that's Sean Roden right there. Sniped him from across the fucking room and ran up and fanboyed on him, and we got a pic.
Yeah, super nice guy. Sent a pic to Veej, and he said, he's eating good now. Because those cheeks.
Motherfucker's cheeks were like a chipmunk storing nuts for the winter.
Yeah.
And it was really cool, because a lot of times when you meet these bodybuilder, in parentheses or quotation marks, celebrities, these famous bodybuilders, like, they don't ask you questions about yourself. And Sean, he did ask us about ourselves. He was like, oh, so you guys competing this weekend, or where are you guys from? You know, so he actually made conversation with us, which was really cool.
Yeah, for sure. We had a Rich Gaspari sighting in the lobby of the Drury.
Sighted.
He was eating breakfast, and I didn't feel like bothering him because he looked really intense. But we did see Rich Gaspari.
I saw him like 4 times.
Yeah. Yep. And then took a picture with Breon Ansley in the expo. That was cool.
So I've seen Breon in person a couple times, but never stood next to him. He is a short motherfucker. Mm-hmm. I towered over him. I'm only 5'11".
Yeah.
He's like 4'9".
Yeah.
No, he's actually probably like, what, 5'8", 5'7"?
I don't know. He's pretty little.
Yeah.
He was not that much taller than me, and I'm 5'2". Oh,
shit. So maybe he's like 5'6".
He did say, I see why you keep her around to you.
Yep. Breeding purposes.
And then, actually, probably the coolest person we met this weekend was Victor Martinez. We were sitting in prejudging, like after the women's physique prejudging.
It was right before I went backstage. We were just kind of like killing time, sitting in the back corner away from people.
Yeah, and Victor just like plops down right beside us, and he's like, hey guys, how are you? Again, just making conversation with us, asking us all about, you know, what we were doing at the Arnold. And he actually told a really cool story. We were like just talking about his competitive history, and he told us about the first time he competed. He's like, I ate chicken and broccoli for 10 weeks and I didn't look very good. And I asked somebody at the gym, like, what do I do? And they said, well, Victor, you got to eat some carbs. So he said, okay. So he ate some carbs and he said, also, you need to take a water pill. So Victor was like, okay. So he went to the pharmacy and he's like, hey, I need water pills. And they were like, okay. And they gave him a bag of water pills.
Yeah, because back when, this was like, what, late 90s, I think?
Who the fuck knows?
Yeah, you could go and just buy fucking water pills at the pharmacy.
Yes.
Like legitimate diazide.
So he's like, then he went to the library because he didn't have internet and he looked up. In a book, looked up like what pill he was supposed to take, couldn't figure it out. So we went back to the gym. He's like, hey man, what do I take? And the guy's like, obviously you take the diazide. And Victor's like, well, what color is it? He's like, I don't know, blue. He's like, so long story short, I took the blue pill, I ate some fucking rice, and I won my show.
Yeah, that's awesome. He's like, yeah, I just pulled up this fucking bag of rainbow colored pills, of water pills. Yeah. What the fuck do I do now?
He was so nice though. We're like, so how you feeling? You think you're going to look good tomorrow? He's like, oh yeah, you know I'm ready even when I'm not ready. This is fun.
Yeah. I mean, the dude's 47 years old and obviously he lost a little bit. He didn't place as well as he wanted to, I'm sure. But that dude looked fucking amazing. Yeah, he's crazy.
He did. Yeah, so those are pretty much most of the people. We'll talk about some more people later.
Let's give a little day-by-day breakdown of what we did while we were there.
Okay, so Wednesday morning, we left Iowa pretty freaking early, around like 5:30 a.m. Got to the Hyatt for check-ins, and Ryan weighed in at, what'd you weigh in at?
I made weight, so the most I could weigh for my height, 5'11 to 6 foot, is 212, and my body wanted to stay around like 220, 225 the whole time. The last few days, I really sunk down, fasted a lot. I weighed in at 211, so I made it. And I was pretty fucking diced and crispy at 211, but you could tell I was very depleted.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so you made weight. And then we checked into our hotel, and we went and trained at Metro Fitness Worthington, which is pretty freaking sweet because Sarah Bruce and Mike Davies run that gym. You can hear all about that on the Rough, Rugged, and Raw podcast.
Yep. So we showed up there and met Scott McNally and got to meet Dr. Scott Stevenson for the first time ever, which I was excited about.
Yeah, and his girlfriend, Delaine.
Delaine, IFBB Pro. What's her last name?
I don't know.
I don't remember. It's on her Instagram.
Hart.
Yeah, Delaine Hart.
Yep.
Yep, so that was cool. And we all kind of, I had to do chest and try that day. So Haley and I trained chest and try. And the rest of those guys, Sarah and Scott and Scott and Delaine, they trained back and by, I think, or just back. Mm-hmm. But so we didn't actually train together, but we were in there training at the same time.
Mm-hmm. That gym's pretty sweet. Has a cool vibe. I like the setup. I like how there's like a place to just sit down, like couches. It's not so like sterile.
Yeah, like our gym.
Yeah. Yeah, sterile. Yeah, so that was fun. So we trained there, went back to our hotel, basically just went to bed. And then the next morning, Thursday morning, we went and trained at Powerhouse Gym.
Powerhouse Columbus.
Yeah, and that was... So Thursday, it was like before everybody was in town, and this place was fucking packed. Like already it was fucking packed. And I'm not a crowd person, like not even fucking close.
No, makes me anxious as fuck.
Yeah. So we we got there, we checked in, and the guy at the desk is like, okay, so it's $20 for a day pass, or you can do a weekend pass for $50.
By the way, the gayest guy you'll ever meet.
He was really nice.
He was really cool.
Okay, his name is Javier. We're supposed to tell Sarah Bruce that Javier says hey.
Yeah.
Fuck, forgot about that. Anyways, Javier says hey. Super nice, but we were like, no, we definitely don't want a weekend pass. I'll train in a hotel gym before I come back here where it's... So you can't even get on a machine.
Yeah, it was to the point where when a machine opened, regardless of if you were training that specific muscle group, you jumped on it and took it.
Yeah. But we did see, I mean, it was a decent little pump workout we got. It wasn't anything great, but we did see some other bodybuilders there.
We saw Sergi Constance.
Yeah.
Lionel Bassett, IFBB Pro, was in there.
Yeah, with the people that
With DJ Anderson, who competed. He's from the Quad Cities here locally. He competed in Class F men's physique at the Arnold Amateur, and I think he finished eighth.
Yeah.
So good job, DJ.
Yeah.
Who else did we see? We saw the little Asian dude who won the Arnold Amateur last year in men's physique. I can't remember his name, but he was in there training.
Who's
and he competed this year.
The big black dude that said, hey, when we were leaving.
Mike Rashid was in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
There Charmin Narman.
Narman Ashiro was there.
Laura Lee
Chapatis. Yeah. There's just a bunch of people. But more than that, it was packed. But I mean, it's a cool gym, just, you know, for what it is. And
oh, and actually, Breon was there too. Breon was there too, but we didn't talk to him.
And it was within walking distance. So at least we've been there. We got a shirt. But if I ever go to an Arnold again, which we plan to, I won't go back.
Yeah. Well, next time, if we get there on Wednesday, we'll go to Powerhouse on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then we'll go to Metro Fitness Worthington every other time.
Yeah. So, yeah. And then the next day, same day, Thursday. So after we trained, we pretty much had the day to hang out. Ryan needed to relax. And then I went to meet the pros. And Ryan had to go get his tan by Liquid Sunrays, which was a little bit like a mile away from the hotel. So he went there and I was at Meet the Pros doing interviews for HD Physiques and NPC News Online.
I got a story about the tan thing.
Yeah, so at Meet the Pros, I got to talk to some competitors. I didn't know this, but only a few of the divisions are invited to Meet the Pros, which was kind of sad to me being a women's physique competitor. So only the figure and bikini girls are invited to Meet the Pros, and then only the open bodybuilders.
Well, that's because women's physique, you guys are all nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're disgusting.
Yep. But I go interview them, you know.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, write into somebody about that, but...
write a strongly worded letter. Yeah,
but I was able to interview some people that I've wanted to interview for a while now. Melissa Bumstead, she was super sweet. She said fuck in the interview, and it was the funniest thing because she has this like sweet Canadian accent. She's like, oh fuck, am I allowed to say that? And I was like, no, you can't, but it's fine, whatever.
I like how you're like, oh, don't worry, they'll edit it out. And she's like, oh, okay. And then, they posted it on NPC News Online, and she's like, fuck, oh shit.
It'll give her some edge. She just seems, she's so nice.
Anyways. Now you're a bad bitch, Melissa.
Yeah, so some other, Sarah Kovach, a fitness competitor, interviewed her. Bojana Vasiljevic, interviewed her. She's a sweetheart. Missy Farrell. Who else started? Laura Lee Chapatis. Yeah, I think that's about all that I interviewed. Christine Moyer, who was also there interviewing, had some other people with her.
Where can people watch those interviews?
I believe YouTube. Joe posted them on Facebook as well. So if you're friends with me on Facebook, or Joe Bear, HD Physiques, NPC News Online, you can find those interviews there. I tried to put in some different questions this time to the competitors. Like, most of the time it's all, you know, how are you feeling? What are you hoping to bring to this stage? You know, what was your feedback? What did you do to improve on it? Blah, blah, blah. But I asked, like, you know, like, what's your favorite movie? Or what's something about you that we don't know? And I got some interesting answers to that. I think that the competitors were a little thrown off because nobody wants to know about... I want to know about that stuff.
Who did you interview? You told me somebody had a story about feet.
Yeah, that was Laura Lee.
Oh, tell that story.
She was so nice. So she told me that English is not her first language. She's French-Canadian. So, but you could hardly tell. But I asked her, like, what's something that nobody knows about you? And she's like, is it okay if it's weird? And I was like, yeah, it's fine. So apparently... at the end of the day, like when she showers and washes her feet, she has to go right to bed. Like if she goes anywhere else in her house, she has to wash her feet again, which I thought was interesting because I'm not that hygienic.
There you go. All you foot schmoes out there.
Yeah.
Better slide into Laura Lee's DM because you know they're going to be clean.
Sorry, Laura Lee. Don't mean to call you out like that.
Sorry in advance.
Yeah. So Meet the Pros was cool though. There's lines for, I mean, Rolly Winkler had the longest line. It was just crazy. Everybody wanted to talk to him.
Didn't you say Rolly and two other, Bonick and somebody else had their own room?
Yeah, so those two, and then I think it was Janet Leu, or however you say her last name, the bikini competitor that ended up winning the bikini division. And then one other person, but they had like a whole room. And it's just so funny because the open bodybuilders, like if you ever go to one of these meet the athletes things, if Women's Physique is invited, that basically you just like sit at your desk and hope that somebody knows who you are. And then all the bikini girls and the open bodybuilders have like lines hella long trying to talk to them.
And Men's Physique.
Yeah.
It's like all the fuck boys love meeting their Men's Physique idols.
This is where Instagram followers absolutely translate to real life. The more Instagram followers you have, the more freaking people are going to want to talk to you at Meet the Pros.
Gay!
So, yeah. If I ever do one of those, I guess we'll be bored.
So, I got a story about when I was going to get tanned, too. So, it was about a 6-minute drive where I had to get tanned at this place called the Vault from Liquid Sunrays. And Haley was at Meet the Pros, and I didn't want to drive because parking is a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
And so I Ubered, and I had to be there at 8 o'clock. I go down at 7:30 to get my Uber, and it's like, oh, he'll be here in 5 minutes. So I'm like, okay, cool, I'm waiting. I see the car, like, pulling up on the little Uber map, and it can't find me. I'm like, oh, shit, okay. And now at this point, it's like 7:45. I message the guy. He doesn't get back to me. It's like 7:50. I'm like, fuck, dude. And then finally he calls me at like 7:55 saying, oh, the GPS on the Uber thing isn't showing me where you're at. I'm like, I'm at the entrance of the Drury Hotel. Come pick my ass up. So he picked me up and got me there at like right at 8 o'clock, which was nice. But here I am fucking by myself. Haley's busy. I don't have a vehicle. And my cortisol is like spiking, thinking I'm not going to get to my tan on time and shit. So just little things, but those are things that people don't think about when you're like at a show competing. Like you need to stay calm and all that. And then to top it off, it was not supposed to snow. And when I walk out of getting my tan on, it's fucking snowing. And I have to walk outside, get another Uber. So I'm standing out there like trying not to get wet and ruin my tan and shit. So that didn't help. And then this little Indian dude picked me up and took me home. To the hotel, not to his home.
Yeah. Actually, one thing that bothers me about most competitors is everyone's late. So you probably were more the norm at that point because it's just, that's annoying. That annoys the fuck out of me. Everybody's on their own schedule.
Yep.
But that's topic for another
day. Be on fucking time.
So moving on to Friday. We open the day up. Ryan has to go get his second coat of tan, so I take him there. We come back to the hotel. He starts, you know, he had breakfast, whatever.
I got to carb up on waffles and syrup and eggs, so thanks, Veach.
Yeah, and then we went to Women's Physique prejudging, and that was fun.
Yep, that was awesome. Natalia Coelho walks out on stage and looked absolutely fucking diced.
Yeah,
she looked really good. She's not my favorite Women's Physique competitor, but
I hope I'm your favorite.
Well, yeah, you haven't even competed yet.
So I'm not.
I see. I don't know. She does really well, and I can see why. Mm-hmm. But I don't love her physique personally.
Yeah,
you know, but her legs are strided like no other, and her front relaxed is amazing.
Yeah.
Other than that, like, she doesn't have big arms. She doesn't have big legs. She does, I don't know, but not she does well. Dense. She's legit. She's obviously fucking good. She's, like, top couple in the world for a reason.
Her shape is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sharonica Hinton.
Yeah, she looked great.
She looked really good. Brittany Watts. She was really good.
Mm-hmm. So who got second then? Sharonica.
No, Sharonica got third. It was that, Korean gal or whatever.
Peng Brahai.
Yeah.
However you say her last name.
Yeah.
And then, the first call out was interesting because Natalia, if that's like what we're basing everyone off of, I didn't think the rest of the top five, top six looked like her. You know, they were a little more thick-waisted, less shapely, and not even quite as conditioned as Natalia was. I mean, Sharonica looked the closest.
Well, and Brittany Watts has that more petite, lean look also. And then, what's that other girl's name? She was like the other skinny, not skinny, but like thin, small frame black girl.
Margita, how did she end up finishing? Zamalova.
I don't know.
Yeah. But I thought Peng Brahai looked better at the Olympia.
Ashley Fuller is the other girl I'm thinking of. She's kind of waspy looking, but she's got a petite frame on her, kind of almost like a figure girl with, you know, deeper lines and bigger arms.
That's the point.
She looked great.
That's the point, though. So look at Ms. Olympia, Shanique Grant. She transitioned from figure, and she, I mean, that's, so did Natalia. It's the shape with just a little more muscle added on top of it, you know, that.
And yeah. Valentina Machina made first call. She was in the mix. She's always going to be a front runner. I don't think that I usually would ever pick her to like be the winner, but you know she's going to be in the mix.
Yeah. Lauren Rutan, first guest on our show, she looked great. Really, really good. Crisp. She's dense as fuck. Yep. Ryan and I both love her look. She looks so good. Not what they were going for. They went definitely for more like the Natalia, because Lauren and Natalia are apples and oranges.
Yeah, and I'm a little, I don't want to say I'm confused by the judges' decision, because, but here, I'll break it down. Because here's the thing with Lauren Rutan, is you either love her physique or you're really not going to like it, because she's very dense, very hard. She just has an interesting look about her. So you either love it or you hate it. And for her, she got, what, a second call out? So it's like, okay, I would have had her like maybe top like 4, 5, or 6 or at the bottom. You know, so it's like,
right? What are we?
It's just kind of, yeah. What are we going for? But I don't know. She still looked great and had a good placing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think part of it is they are trying to control women's physique a little bit more.
And part of it too, I was actually talking to Lauren's husband a little bit when we met up at the bar afterwards, and we kind of discussed that maybe she's so short. She's what, 4'11"?
Yeah, foot. She makes me feel fucking tall, and I'm 5'2".
So maybe Lauren's height has something to do with it.
I think it does. And she just puts on an immense amount of muscle.
Yeah, because you can look fucking amazing, but if you're 4'11" standing next to a 5', even like a 5'4" girl,
right,
and you have a similar physique, you're just going to look so like small.
Right.
And I don't know.
Right. Oh, totally.
Which we'll talk more about that with my class in a little bit.
Yeah. So after women's physique prejudging, the men started. So yeah, right, go ahead. Talk about your portion of the competition.
Yeah. So I'm going to start with the backstage experience. This show, the Arnold Amateur, was fucking sweet. They really make you feel like a pro, and the show was ran very smoothly. So shout out to Mike Davies. Thanks. You guys put on, Bob Lorimer, all you guys put on a great show.
We were actually able to meet Mike Davies too.
Yeah.
Such a cool guy. I was impressed because he remembered that I want him to put on like a coaching clinic for coaches, you know, and we kind of had a conversation about that. Just with like how a lot of young male coaches are, like, why do they think that they can fuck all of their clients? And he's like, yeah, you know, you guys are married. And I was like, yeah, that's the secret. You know, you have to fuck your spouse. Yeah,
I know it's kind of a weird concept nowadays, right? But fuck the one you put a ring on.
Yeah, so weird. But anyways, he said he's probably going to put on a coaching clinic. So that's exciting.
That'd be really cool. So anyway, the backstage experience, it really makes you feel like a pro. It was cool. You walk back and there's like long hallways in the back. It's dark and the floor is lined with like rope lights, kind of like on an airplane. So it shows you exactly where you're supposed to go. And then there's a dressing room with a bunch of mirrors in there where you hang out, you know, when you're just chilling at the beginning. And then they move you down to the oiling room where they lube you up, put your oil on, and there's bathrooms in the back there. Oh, it's funny too about the oil room. So like all the little oil up girls were like, they're kind of cute, right? And there's this one girl, and it was my turn to go, and I stepped up and made eye contact with her, and I go, lube me up. And she just kind of smirked at me and was like, okay.
I expect nothing less.
Yeah, so I got a little chuckle out of that. And then after you get oiled up, you go down to the pump-up room. And usually every amateur show I've only been in one other amateur show, but I've...
But you've been backstage.
Yeah, I've been backstage in several amateur shows. And everybody's fucking jammed into one little room, pumping up with bands or doing push-ups or like pushing against the wall, trying to get a pump. They actually had weights back there. They had a rack of dumbbells. They had a flat press. They had a shoulder press. Everything you needed. Sweet. I mean, it was awesome. And of course, you could still use your band and shit, but there's mirrors everywhere, so you had an idea of what you looked like. And then they get you in your line, and you go out and get ready to go on stage.
So Scott McNally did a live feed from backstage. Yeah. And it was so funny because people like noticed the competitors, obviously, but the expediter that was lining you guys up, people are like, why the fuck is she so angry? Like, and it was early in the day, so she needed a fucking chill pill.
Well, yeah, she was going fucking nuts, but here's the thing, like, I get it.
Dudes are stupid and they don't fucking listen.
Yeah, I get it because, okay, here's, I don't know, I'm kind of about respect and shit, you know, so, and being on time. Like, she called my number and I was up there within 10 seconds and she's calling everybody else's number and they're in the back finger banging their buttholes or whatever, I don't know.
Or they don't speak English is part of what international show is.
I would say 80%, this is just, I could be completely off, but I'm just guessing. I would say 75 to 80% of the competitors, especially in the classic physique division, were foreign. Mm-hmm. They were foreigners. There's a lot of Middle Eastern people there. There's a lot of Canadians, a lot of Mexican, South American, and a lot of UK and French people, too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, anyway, they lined us up on stage or to go on stage. And right behind me is the guy who won it last year, Justin Huey from Canada. He trains with, like, Cody Drobe. I think he trains with Ian Valliere and Reagan Grimes and all those guys. So he won his class last year, but fell short in the overall, so he was still an amateur. He looked really good. So he's right next to me on stage in my first little group to come out. And then right next to him is David Colo, I think that's how you say his last name. He's a dude from France, kind of light-skinned black dude with some crazy little afro hair. And he had a great physique on him. His abs were crazy. And ultimately, David ended up winning the show. But
something that really bugs me, I don't know if it bugs me, but he didn't even understand the rules of what to do when you get on stage. So everybody in the audience, like even the guys up there couldn't tell until after everything was done. But the guy that ended up winning, everybody's in a front relaxed pose, like waiting on Steve or whoever, Gary or whoever was
Gary Udit was doing it.
And this guy is doing a front double while you're supposed to be in a front relaxed pose.
Yeah, when I was on stage, I didn't realize that David dude, the French guy, was doing that. But I'm like, man, they're really holding us in this front relaxed for a while.
Like, it's because the guy is not in it.
Yeah, I watched the playback later. And this motherfucker is up. We're all in front relaxed. He's up there hitting front doubles and, like, classic shots. We're like, motherfucker, the thing that I don't get is how did you end up winning this show?
Right.
Yes. Okay, maybe you had the best physique, but here's the thing. You got to follow the rules.
Yeah. Play. It's still a game.
Yeah. So.
Whatever.
Yeah. It's like playing in the NFL, not wearing your helmet. Yeah. Somebody's got to stop you. Yeah. But so the other weird thing is, so I was in Class C, classic physique, and you know, almost every other show, they keep, like, for me, I'm usually Class C, but it's 5'10" to 6', and I'm 5'11" and a half, and I max out my class and with weight. So I'm usually, like, the tallest in Class C. This show, Class C, was 5'11" and above. So I'm the shortest one up there, and there was, like, two other guys that were, like, probably under 6', but everybody else, I was going up against some guys that were, like, 6'5", 6'6". And for every inch, you get an extra amount of weight. So for me, the most I could weigh in at was 212. Now, granted, I was 225 or 227, something like that on stage. I carved up a lot. I was pretty full. I was still one of the, honestly, like the bigger, denser guys on stage, even against some of the like 6'2 guys. But yeah, you know, if somebody's 6'4, they can weigh, I think, like 242 pounds. Like the American Oak, Casey Wilson. He's got a good following. Some of you guys probably know who he is. So, like, that giant motherfucker was in my class. Super nice guy, by the way. Got to meet him. But, yeah, so, like, the class height, that's the one thing that was kind of weird that I wasn't a fan of.
How many people are in your class?
There was 26 in my class.
Yeah, I think I don't know. It's just so different. Like, the first two classes make sense, but breaking that last class into two would also, like, the 6'1 and above, like a 5'11 to 6'1 and then a 6'1 and taller.
I think they should just do like a national show where they do class A, class B, class C, class D, class E.
Yeah.
You know, and there you go.
Yeah. I mean, it does make it harder, though. So for an international show, I get it. I understand.
But. Yeah. And it's time sensitive, so they got to crunch people in.
Yeah.
But that's really my only complaint. And here's the thing. If you're really that good, height doesn't matter. Yeah, exactly. You're going to be better than them. So I get it.
At the pro level, it doesn't matter.
There's no height. Yeah. But also... So, yeah, I was on stage with, like, the top one and two guys from last year. And my first appearance on stage, they're right next to me. And I held my own with them, I think. But then they did the first call out, and I wasn't part of it. And I'm like, fuck. And then, so they brought nine guys out in the first call. And then they took maybe, like, four or five off stage. So that was your top four or five there.
And you ended up...
And then, so I guess the guys that were remaining up there were the second call, right?
Yeah, yep.
And then they brought me out, put me in the center. So I guess you would call this third call out. Some might call it second, but I call it third. Put me in the center. I stayed in the center. And results came out today. And ultimately, I finished 10th place.
Which is pretty good, considering it's your second show and first national level show.
Yeah. I mean, this is an international show.
Yeah.
But pro qualifier. There's only one American... who placed top five, and that was Chris Papasavas, I think. He owns a company called Iron Classics. Pretty sure he trains out of Bev's gym in New York. That dude, honestly, if you ask me, that dude had the best overall complete physique on the stage, and I would have had him win, even though he was smaller.
Yeah, so tell everybody what your next plan is here. What are you doing next?
Yeah, so now...
Other than eating, like, shit for the last couple days.
Well, here's the thing. Honestly, I didn't, until yesterday, so, like, Friday and Saturday, I did not even eat like an asshole. We didn't have time.
No, because I was working.
Yeah, so we were busy. So, Sunday, I ate like a complete fucking asshole. And today, I am having this cheesecake that I bought and didn't finish yet. But, so I'm having that, and then I'm getting back on diet. But, so
if you're listening, Beach.
Yeah, the plan is now... I'm going to go do the St. Louis show, NPC Midwest event. It's the day after the St. Louis Pro, where Haley will be making her pro debut. And yeah, so I'm going to suck myself back down to make weight at 212 for Classic. And there may even be another surprise where, because I know I can fill out to about 225 and still look pretty good. So I might even cross over and do heavyweight bodybuilding.
I think you should. I think that might.
I'm going to. I'm trying to make it like a fake surprise.
That's,
gosh damn it,
not a good plan. But anyway, we got 45 days. So
yeah, I'm going to cross over and do both.
Sweet. Yeah, good plan. So we got to requalify and then hopefully hit some more national shows.
Yeah, and then after that, I'll probably, if I do get top two and qualify for nationals, because I let my national qualification lapse last year. I'll probably do Junior Nats first in Chicago. And if I get first call out or, I mean, hopefully win it and get a fucking pro card, that'd be cool. But who knows? But if I get first call out and not a pro card, I'll just try to keep hitting pro qualifiers for the year. Mm-hmm. As long as I keep getting first call outs. Otherwise, time for an off season.
Because fucking, like, this pro qualifiers are such interesting shows, these national level shows, because... The freaks around the world come out for this Arnold Classic. But fucking Junior Nationals, everybody goes to Junior Nats. The freaks are fucking out to kill at Junior Nationals.
Yeah. Well, and I also feel pretty good about my placing at the Arnold Amateur, because there was one American, I think only one, that placed ahead of me.
Right.
And even if there was more, they're taller than me by a few inches, so they would not be in my class at nationals.
Right.
So yeah,
national level shows.
Yeah, national level shows, pro qualifiers. So I think I have. Sorry, Chicago Nationals. yeah. So I think I have a decent chance. So we'll see.
For sure. So after all that was over, we went to the fucking expo, which Ryan and I had never been to the Arnold Expo, and holy fuck.
Blow my brains out.
I mean, it was cool for sure, but there's so many fucking people. It's like we went to the Olympia last year, and that expo was like pretty big and pretty frustrating. But this is like a million times bigger and frustrating.
I think you could fit at least four Olympia expos inside of the Arnold one.
At least,
probably more.
At least, maybe it's 10. Crazy, but
maybe 100.
Yeah. So we did. We went around. We tried some protein bars, whatever. Got some.
All the freebies. Y'all got some free. Y'all got some free proteins. Yeah. I'm trying. Daddy trying to get but some proteins. Then, y'all got some leggings for daddy.
Okay, stop. Okay. And then we went to the Blackstone Labs booth and saw our guy
Russo,
Joe Russo, Rue Dog. Shout out to you, man. Hooked us up. I felt bad for jumping the line, but Joe didn't give a fuck. So dude,
that was so great. I didn't realize the line at Blackstone Labs was that long. So the Blackstone Labs booth has like a spin the wheel, like the Price is Right, and like if you land on a certain thing, you get a certain prize, whatever. And this, so we walk up, we see Rue Dog, who speaks in third person a lot, which is funny. And it's your boy Rue. Anyway, we see him and he's like, "Hey, come here, guys!" And so we just cut in front of this line.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we could tell it was long, but we had no idea how long it was yet. It was really okay. Long. And so we talked to Joe, get a picture, and he hooks us up with some shaker bottles and some shirts or whatever. We introduce him to our friends John and Andrea, who we'll talk about here in a little bit.
Yeah.
And then we're like, "Okay, peace out, dude." And we walk around this booth in the line. There had to be 400, 500 people in this line.
I know.
And they're just waiting. They're like, "You fucking assholes."
I know. So. But anyways, yeah, it was cool to see him. Then we're walking around a little bit. Saw one of my friends, Instagram friends, now friend in real life, Ashlyn Richardson. She won the overall at USA's last year in women's physique.
Miss USA Women's Physique 2018.
Yeah, so I got to meet her. You know, we all have those like supportive friends that we have on social media, and then you meet in person and it's even cooler.
Yep.
Yeah, so shout out to her. Got to meet her. Yeah, and then we were like, "Let's get the fuck out of the expo." And then just what else did we do Friday night?
Friday.
I think that's about it.
Is that when we went out to that fucking restaurant?
No.
Okay. Oh yeah, that's no. Saturday.
So then Saturday morning, speaking of our friends John and Andrea, they are actually our transformation challenge winners, our Arnold Classic Transformation Challenge winners.
And I've talked about the Arnold Classic Transformation Challenge that Haley and I put on a couple other podcasts. Like Cerebral Entertainment and maybe an Advices one time. But when I decided that I was going to do the Arnold Amateur, I was like, "Well, fuck, let's make a transformation challenge out of it for some of our clients." And so we did basically treated our clients like it was a bodybuilding prep, and they had 16 weeks to transform their bodies. And Andrea ended up winning. She started at upper 150s, something like that. She's 5'3". I think she was 159. And she ended up at 132 at the end.
Yeah. I mean, it was a crazy transformation. Yeah. I mean, not even the weight, her waist.
Yeah.
Her waistline.
Well, she lost 6 inches off her waist, four off each leg.
Yeah. It was just
6
unreal.
Off her hips.
Yeah.
Some crazy shit.
We were able to do just so many cool things with them.
Yeah.
You know, just health-wise, like getting menstrual cycle in check, learning how to prep food better, you know, sleeping better, just
a healthy lifestyle in general.
Yeah,
they're addicted now too.
They really are.
Well, and her fiance John, I went to intermediate school and high school with him, so I've known him a while. And he ended up taking second. He lost 30 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just amazing.
And he wants to keep on leaning out for a while and then start building up before their wedding a little bit.
Yeah, so they're getting married here in September. And I think we've actually turned Andre on into trying to become a bikini competitor.
Yeah,
so,
girl, stick that crotch out to the judges.
So,
blow a kiss.
So, yeah, they enjoyed the weekend. They said it was really motivating for them. And that's what it's supposed to be. One of the coolest things was for them, you know, to see the stage and the pro athletes on the stage, but for them to see what it's like to interact with athletes like that, you know, because mm-hmm. I think the general public, a lot of times they think like we're all vain and arrogant and stuck up. And okay, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of fucking people that are like that. But there's also a lot of bodybuilders that are the nicest people you're ever going to meet. Will yeah. go out of their way to say hi and do things for you. So that was cool for them to see, you know, such a, just a positive place for them to be at, and they were really motivated by it, so it was really cool for them to be there.
Yep, I'm glad they could make it. Oh, so I guess I gotta add too, from the Arnold Classic Transformation Challenge, the top two winners received 3 days from us paid tickets to the expo. Mm-hmm. Right, so they got to go to the expo for winning the challenge, and then Andrea was the first place winner, so she got a photo shoot with HD Physiques, Joe mm-hmm. Bear. So shout out to Joe. Thanks again for doing that. They did like a 45-minute photo shoot at the Hyatt mm-hmm. across from the convention center. And Andrea really enjoyed that, I guess. And
yeah.
They got some good shots, I guess.
Definitely shout out to Joe for that. Not only is he just a freaking kick-ass photographer, but you know, he took the time to really take care of our clients, and that means a lot to me, because you know, just as some competitors can be real assholes, some photographers can be real assholes too, and Joe is not one of them. He's yeah. one of the most professional people that I've worked with, and I highly, highly recommend Joe Bear HD Physiques.
Yep, he's one I know for, like, from the husband boyfriend side. It can be uncomfortable sending your wife or girlfriend to a photo shoot sometimes. Like, you don't know, is this guy a fucking weirdo?
Whatever. And even me being in this and being a pro and, yeah. and someone that's not afraid to speak my mind, you always go
yeah.
with me.
Yeah. But Joe, I would feel comfortable sending Haley fucking on a week trip with Joe to go do photo shoots right. wherever.
No, he's awesome.
Great guy. Not only does Haley work for him a lot, but he's legitimately our friend.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good one.
So super cool. And he made Andrea feel just amazing.
Yeah.
Which was the point.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, Joe, if you could set aside like 15 to 30 minutes for this, it doesn't have to be anything special. Just get some good photos for her. You know, like, this is the best shape she's ever been in her entire life. Mm-hmm. Hook a brother up and hook her up.
Mm-hmm. So,
and he's like, yeah, no problem. And they shot for like an hour. So yeah,
super cool.
He's there. Joe is there to make money. He has photo shoots planned, and mm-hmm. he took time out of his day to go and do that for free for us. Mm-hmm. So thanks.
It was cool too, because right before Joe shot with Andrea, yes. he had Bojana Vasiljevic in front of his lens. I mean, Bojana is, she's an elite figure competitor.
Multiple time figure Olympian.
Yeah, so, and I was holding some lighting for them, whatever, and Andrea comes up, and, you know, he treats Andrea with the same respect and gives her the same attention that he gave Bojana, so that just speaks to the quality of his character. So make sure you give HD Physiques a follow. I do a lot of work for them, just highly recommend the company.
Yep.
So then, after the photo shoot, Ryan and I hustled over to the Advices Radio meetup, which and was fucking nerds. Cool.
Yes, this was the meetup and live studio audience podcast. Other than competing this weekend, this meetup and podcast was probably my next highlight. It was
yeah,
awesome.
I would say so too. So the panel was cool. I mean, we were the least cool people on the panel.
By far.
But... excuse me, but so Scott McNally and VJ were our host, and then Carl Lenore was there,
yeah.
which that guy is so fucking cool.
He's like literally the godfather of podcasting.
Yeah, it's amazing. So he has Superhuman Radio, and he just like a voice that sounds like butter. Like he's awesome.
Yep, super smart. He knows a lot of fucking yeah. info on
yes.
SARMs and peptides.
Yeah.
And
anti-aging.
Anything health.
Yeah, so then next to Carl was Sarah Bruce. Shout out to Sarah Bruce from Rough, Rugged, and Raw podcast. Dave Kalick, who is just a freaking cool dude.
Yeah, I had a lot of... And at prejudging, men's open prejudging, I had a lot of fun time like just hanging out talking to Dave about... Mm-hmm. You know, he invited us out to California to go to Gold's and have mm-hmm. sushi and talked about Slayer!
Yeah. So he coaches some really high-level men's bodybuilders like Adam Young, Dorian Haywood. I know he's got a couple more, but just a cool guy. He gave me a compliment on my physique, and I was
Yeah.
I probably blushed a lot.
Yeah. You gave me one too, so I was like, wow. I guess you could say we're getting to become a pretty big deal.
So yeah, Dave was there, and then Austin Stout was there from he has several podcasts, but he's a coach as well. And
that guy's got a lot of knowledge.
He does. Absolutely does. And he had on a cat fanny pack.
Yeah.
A cat pack.
And a pretty glorious beard.
Yeah.
So if you have a fanny pack and a beard, like, I'd hit it.
Dr. Scott Stevenson, more than a wealth of knowledge.
Yep. Not going to lie. So when we were at the Olympia, I saw Dr. Scott from, it was at the press conference. Yeah. I saw him across the fucking arena. I was like, there's Dr. Scott. I hadn't met him yet.
The Mohawk. Yeah, he's
out
there.
Out of everybody at the Olympia, like athletes and all that shit, I wanted to meet Dr. Scott the most, and I didn't.
Fuck yeah.
And then I tried to hold it together when we met him at Metro Fitness and then the podcast. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Good thing you were depleted.
I'm just going to try to play this cool. I think I did.
Yeah. And then then Skip Hill, such a cool guy.
Motherfucker's funny.
He's awesome. I love him on Blood, Sweat, and Gear. And he's just, the thing that I really love about Skip is that he's just like fucking doesn't give a shit.
No. Well, he literally gave a lot of shit because he ate so many Best Bar Evers that are very high in fiber.
Once a fucking again, thank God I'm allergic to vanilla.
Yep.
Because he was eating these like fruit and vanilla nut bars. They looked so fucking good. But the way that he was shitting, mine would have been even worse. So thank God. Well, also shout out to Michael Clay, Best Bar Ever, for putting on the Advices meetup because... And just to hear more from him about how they started that company and him hand rolling bars in his kitchen and Scott and Veej really trying to work with him at the very beginning was super cool. But yeah, anyway, Skip's like, he just has that like attitude about him, like no nonsense, but still like funny.
Yeah. And very knowledgeable.
Super.
So,
mm-hmm.
I do got to say that melanotan's working, brother. I call you brother.
Because, John and Andrea were like,
you were black.
We thought he was black. I'm like, yeah, it's melanotan. And then we had to go into what melanotan is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, other people, we had a bunch of people in the audience. I was able to meet some people again, like listeners. So shout out to Johanna, Mary, Brittany, Paul, and Keith Allen. Hadn't met any of you in person, but super cool to get pics with you guys and talk to you a little bit about what you're doing and your bodybuilding. So, hey to y'all. Thanks for coming.
Yep, that was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
How funny was it when Carl Lenore was talking about, what was their original show? Not Superhuman Radio, but the other one. Anyway, his original podcast.
Off topic.
It was a bodybuilding podcast, but they were more like, kind of what we do. You know, but they were They were more vulgar. But
no, he said
they were the Carl, Howard. They were the Howard Stern of bodybuilding, right? And so he's like, I had Iris Kyle on the show, and you'll hear more about this. But he's like, I didn't want to know about her training. I wanted to know if she liked anal sex or dating or dating white guys.
And then apologizes if there's any children in the room.
So that shit was fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Another really cool part.
Speaking
was,
of, Haley, do you like anal sex?
Just kidding.
She's currently asexual.
I'm dieting, motherfucker.
Eat.
So Josh Wade walked into our podcast.
BJ got so excited.
Yeah. So Scott apparently knew this whole. He's like, oh yeah, I talked to all Max yesterday. Like I knew they were coming. So Josh Wade walks in and BJ's like, Josh Wade, IFBB Pro, everybody. Josh Wade just walked in, which was fucking awesome because he had a lot of really cool stuff to add. Add too. He's looking fucking huge.
Mm-hmm. He's doing New York Pro. Is that his?
Yeah, New York. I think that's what he said. Cool. So that's really cool. Yeah, and the other IFBB pros in the audience, Amy Landry, my friend, and Scott's bikini athlete. She was there.
Yep.
So that was really cool too. And yeah, then we went and watched Prejudging.
Yes.
Yeah, we went to Prejudging.
I don't remember watching classic Prejudging.
No, not the Arnold classic Prejudging.
Okay.
Gotcha. not classic
bodybuilding. I'm looking at Haley's notepad here, and it says classic Prejudging. I didn't watch fucking classic Prejudging.
Yeah, you dumb fuck. We went to the Arnold classic Prejudging.
Yeah. Classic. Okay, Arnold Classic.
Wait, hold on. We went to the wheelchair prejudging and finals first.
You know what? Yeah, let's talk about that. That was really fucking cool.
Yeah, it was.
King Kong, the giant black dude in the wheelchair. He ended up winning it.
Yeah, but Chris Dim.
Chris Dim. That was amazing to see.
Hell yeah.
I mean, former Olympian, couple-time Olympian.
Yeah.
Got in a really bad car accident. And he made a comeback.
After 10 years or so of being off stage.
In a wheelchair. That was amazing. And the dude's fucking arms are still insane.
Crazy, yeah. But to hear, they talked to him a little bit, you know, even though he got second, they talked to him a little bit on stage when the show was over. And just for him to say, like, how hard it was for him, but, you know, he's going to come back and he's going to do better than ever. They're really inspiring athletes for sure.
And then the Arnold Classic guest poser, oh man, I just started following her. I can't remember her name. Jenny something.
First female wheelchair bodybuilder.
Yeah, she was in a wheelchair out there. They brought her out to pose with all the guys, and that was pretty cool to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they went right into the Arnold Classic prejudging.
Yep. Later we're going to talk about like our overall thoughts on the placings and all that shit, but let's get our first impressions out there.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking who stood out to me? Obviously, Brandon Curry. Mm-hmm. That dude walked out and we're like, damn.
Yeah.
Luke Sandow. Whoa. Holy shit. That made me fucking happy. I don't even know Luke personally. And I was like, holy fuck, I'm happy for that guy.
No, he's just cool though.
Yeah. He came out and he was crispy as could be.
Mm-hmm.
Big, lean, conditioned as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
He looked awesome. He looked like a statue.
I think he's cute too.
Yeah. I like his gauges and his ear.
Yeah.
You know who kind of disappointed me?
Rolly?
Rolly Winkler.
Yeah, no shit.
I think everybody at the podcast chose Rolly as their, before anybody saw any of the competitors, we all chose Rolly as the winner.
Yeah, and then he was smooth as fuck.
He was big as fuck, of course.
So, did you see he made a post about having knee surgery or something after the Olympia? He did.
Oh.
Still,
that doesn't mean you can't diet.
I think it was in the Geared Up. I saw it, but so I didn't even read all of it because I don't fucking care. Because excuses or whatever, you had to get on stage.
The dude, regardless, the dude's amazing, but he came in smooth. He was soft.
Yeah.
Rafael Brandão, dude, that guy reminded me of like a taller Rich Gaspari from back in the day. His legs are huge and crispy. He looked like a statue himself.
Yeah, he looked great.
Like, I personally would have probably gone my top three after seeing prejudging. I would have gone Brandon Curry, Luke Sandow, then Rafael Brandão.
Yeah.
Even though he's not that big.
Yeah.
But that doesn't matter to
no,
me.
No. And
he was proportionate and conditioned.
And Cedric
was awesome.
Yeah.
Could have been a little more conditioned.
Absolutely could have.
But he was awesome.
A lot of people are saying it's a gift where he placed.
I don't get that.
I don't know.
I mean, maybe, I guess we weren't there for finals, but in prejudging, I thought he looked great.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Josh looked really fucking big.
Josh Leonardowicz, he was really big, massive. He looked really good. He was conditioned. I don't know. It's like just maybe his shape a little bit. Like he made Rolly look small in some poses.
Yep.
But a tiny bit more conditioning, maybe.
Yeah.
And because I thought Josh would probably get third or fourth.
Yeah. And Steve Kuklo looked great.
Steve Kuklo is one of those guys who will always be in the hunt. Like he's on usually like the borderline of first and second call out.
Yeah.
And that's where he ended up.
Yeah.
He looked great.
I would just really like him.
Wasn't going to win it, but he's a bad dude.
Yeah. Yep. So then we went into bikini prejudging.
What'd you think of bikini?
It's really inspiring.
Yeah. Sorry, bikini listeners. I know we rag on you a lot.
Okay, comes with the fucking territory.
Yeah.
But the thing with bikini to us is like, how the fuck do you judge that? A lot of times it's just so hard. I think that it would be so hard to judge that category.
Yeah. Here's my breakdown of the bikini. You guys, you all looked great. You all looked cute and you were beautiful. And
great job.
Good job.
One thing that was interesting to me, though, was speaking of Laura Lee, how I interviewed her look was different than the Olympia. Not maybe just not quite as full in the glutes, and she looked really thin through the waistline. But Janet ended up winning, and she's gorgeous. The more of the fuller, you know, not as hard physique is what I think they're really going for with bikini now, to make that difference between bikini and figure. So, yeah. Your girl Frida, she finished a little further down.
Yeah, Frida Paulsen is one of my favorite bikini girls.
Yeah.
I like her.
And why is that?
Well, she's smoking hot blonde. Because her ass. She does have the best bikini ass, I think. Nice diamond. But and she's a little harder for a bikini girl, and I kind of like that. But from the knee up, that girl's a winner. She looks fucking great.
Yeah.
Her joints from the knee down to her ankle are like a little thicker, which I mean, you can't do anything about that, and I think she knows that.
Yeah.
But she looked great too. I like her.
Christine interviewed her at Meet the Pros, and she's super nice. Super nice girl.
Yep. So she's always going to be in the mix too, but I think because of like the knee down, I don't know that she'll ever be like Arnold champ or Olympia champ.
Ashley Kaltwasser was up there too.
Yeah, first call.
Yeah, and I think she is not quite as hard as she was at the Olympia too. So I think she listened to that feedback because she gets pretty fucking hard for a bikini girl. Yeah, so then men's physique was up.
Yep, men's physique prejudging.
I was really excited to see Sadiq.
Yeah. I didn't give a fuck about men's physique, but I did want to see Sadiq.
He's big.
Yeah, he's a big dude. He added a lot. And we actually talked to Kenny Wallach about that, too.
Yeah.
Kenny Wallach, world's best posing coach, in our opinion.
Yep.
Shout out to Kenny. He helped me a lot for this show, too. And actually, we're planning on having him on a future episode. So
with
keep
Scott.
An eye out. Yeah, and Scott McNally will be tag teaming with that one. But Kenny was like, man, Sadiq put on so much muscle that I had from going up to Classic that I had to reinvent all of his posing, because what he used to do in men's physique posing does not work anymore because his shape is different. He's got so much more mass. So that was interesting talking to Kenny about that. But yeah, Lucky Libra, that dude was fucking diced.
So diced. So you could tell Andre the Ferguson. Day before he posted a selfie in his fucking face.
He was like Black Skeletor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Raymond looked awesome. Yep. That guy's just fucking big. George Brown
looked good.
He's a Columbus guy. He looked really good. So that's cool for the hometown guy to get top five.
Logan Franklin, right?
Is that his name? Token white dude.
He was huge.
Yeah. Yep. So
and then who? There was the other dude up there.
Kieran something. I'd never heard of him.
Yeah, I don't know him, but he looked good too.
Yeah, so anyways, after that, what did we do? Oh, we went, I think I did some cardio, and then we got ready and went to dinner.
Yeah.
For anybody that goes to the Arnold, make sure you fucking make reservations.
Fuck yes. If you plan on going to eat within 15 minutes of the convention center.
First timers.
Make a reservation. We went to like 3 different restaurants within walking distance that were a little bit nicer.
And honestly, we ended up exactly where we should have been. So we ended up at this, well, first of all, we went into one place. They're like, that's going to be a 3-hour wait. So I was like, all right, fuck this. Let's walk down the street. We went to this other bougie looking place. I walk in. How many? Okay, 4 of us. So, we're on a little bit of a wait. The bar's open. And okay, I don't drink, so I don't give a fuck. So I was like, how long of a wait do you have? It's fucking 5. She goes, oh, we should have a table open for you around 9:30.
Like, bitch. Fuck you, you dumb millennial cunt.
So anyways, I was like, yeah, we're leaving. We went to this place called Bernard's Tavern. It was open fucking seating. There was a dirty ass table. I got somebody to bust it.
I just picture like a bus boy coming over and elbowing the fuck out of the table.
I thought you were going to go sexual with that.
Only takes me 30 seconds.
Somebody bust our table. and the music was loud. Everybody was a little bit more rowdy in there. There were no suits. We fit right in. I had a chicken salad. It was great.
Yeah. I don't know if people have gathered this or not by now, but Haley and I grew up in bars and we're blue collar as fuck. So that fit.
I don't eat perfectly. Small plate, motherfucker. Yeah. That's not what I do.
Bitch, you call this salmon? I wanted 16 ounces of salmon, not this little 3-ounce morsel.
Right, what the fuck?
Anyway, that bar was awesome. Yep. Bernard's Tavern, is that what it was?
Yep.
Or restaurant, whatever. And I had a Pepper Jack stuffed cheeseburger.
That's called a Juicy Lucy.
Yes, Juicy Lucy. I like Latex Lucy. Yeah, she's juicy as fuck.
Now we're talking about porn.
Everybody go to Pornhub. Stop. and look at Juicy Lucy.
Look at Juicy Lucy.
Latex Lucy. Anyway, I had a cheese stuffed Juicy Lucy burger, and it was delicious. And John and Andrea were with us there too. Mm-hmm. Our challenge winners.
My salad was actually really good too. I'm starting to really love
my
salad.
Ryan, can we go get a salad from Fresh Thyme? Can we get a salad? Is this blue cheese? I'm gonna put this on my salad.
Is that what I sound like to you?
No, you're a little raspier.
Fuck. So anyways, then we left dinner. Went back to the hotel, and tickets were fucking sold out. I wasn't about to scalp a ticket. So we went back to our hotel and streamed finals.
Yeah. I was kind of disappointed, but not really. But I was a little disappointed because it was our first time at the Arnold Classic. I wanted to, when you go to the shit, you want to go to finals. It's fun. Like, everybody gets a little bit dressed up. Unless you're VJ, you just wear a flannel. But everybody gets...
He had jeans on.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. It was cool. And technically it was a button up.
Right.
It was just a flannel,
yep.
Which I'm wearing one right now.
Yep.
But, it's fun to go to that. Everybody gets dressed up. The atmosphere is awesome, and you get to witness history in a sense. But it's also nice to stream it from your fucking laptop because you can sit back and in your underwear and fart. And we had a pizza. We had our friend Caden.
We didn't have pizza. You ate a pizza.
Yeah, my bad. We had my friend Caden, who came down from the Quad Cities here, and he also couldn't get a ticket. He came down with a bunch of his friends, and so he's like, hey, what are you guys doing? Mind if I join you?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, come on. So we were hanging out in our room, and there's commentary with the show, online, so that was cool.
Yeah.
And yeah, you get to see it even better from the internet than you do in person.
Yeah. Yeah, so then, that's Saturday. So Sunday morning.
Let's talk about the placings quick.
Oh, okay.
Let's talk about the placings from the finals.
Okay.
So let's start with...
The classic.
Yeah.
So Brandon.
Men's Open classic.
Yeah.
Brandon Curry. What do you think? What do you think?
Are you interviewing me now?
Yeah.
Brandon looked great. I was more excited.
I'm not interviewing you. I'm interrogating you.
Okay, fucking awesome. I was really excited. It's so cool that Brandon fucking listens to Advices Radio. First of all, he's amazing. And to see what he's done at Oxygen Gym, and he just seems like such a laid back, cool fucking guy. And I think he really deserved it.
Mm-hmm.
He looked amazing.
I got to throw this out there. So a few months ago, we were hanging out with some very reputable and notable people in the bodybuilding industry. And we were talking about who the winner would be for the Arnold Classic and maybe the 2019 Olympia. And I threw Brandon Curry out there. I'm like, if that dude can put it all together, he could be up there. And they kind of scoffed at it. And I'm like,
who are we hanging out with?
It's not important. And I'm like, fuck, I don't know. We'll see. And here we are. He won the Arnold Classic this year. And if he keeps it like this, Sean Roden better fucking bring it. He better nail it like last year. Otherwise, Brandon could get him.
For sure. Do you think that... I think both of us agree that we would have had Luke second.
Yeah, I would have put Luke ahead of... I mean, William Bonick is fucking amazing.
Right.
He's like,
and he's the last year's winner.
Yeah, he's such a ball of muscle. He's dense. He's aesthetic. Right? He's a shorter Kai Greene.
VJ calls him a Brahma bull.
Well, fuck, that's a good way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm more all about the aesthetics and
definitely.
And shit. I just like.
I mean, especially when there's an Arnold statue standing behind you.
Yeah, I would have put Luke Sando second.
Yeah,
I might get some flack for that, but I would have.
Yeah, whatever.
But
yeah. So, anyways, so William got second, Luke got third, right? Yep. Cedric got fourth, and then fifth was Steve. Or how did that go?
I don't remember.
I don't know. Raphael was up there, though, too, right?
No, Raphael didn't place as well. I would have had Raphael higher, but the thing is, he's so much smaller than
right,
these guys.
Right. One thing about Raphael, too, I thought was cool. The real technician, Chris Aceto, posted him on show day, and he said, in 364 days, Raphael Brandão can win the Arnold Classic. So
he can.
Yeah.
He really could.
So, especially under Chris's watch.
So here was the top six. It was Brandon Curry, number two, William Bonack, number three, Luke Sando, four, Cedric McMillan, five was Rolly, and then six, Steve Kuklo.
Right.
Rolly, I mean, yeah, Rolly was a fifth place for him is fair. I would have honestly put him a little lower, but when a guy is that big, how do you do that? You can't put him too much lower.
Well, I disagree. You got to nail it.
Yeah, true.
Because all those motherfuckers are big.
You're right. You're right. You hear that, guys? If you're married, just say you're right.
Eat your cheesecake, fat ass.
There's only 3,600 calories in this cheesecake.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so what's about, let's talk about like figure and fitness a little bit. So,
after all, we do try to focus on the women's side, right?
Dude, you're pissing me off. I got to pull up the placings. So figure, Sid Miss Olympia.
Sid Gillen. She looks great.
She made a post about how she improved on her physique from the Olympia, actually. Brought in a little bit of a tighter physique, which, you know.
She did. I thought she was a little smooth last year at the Olympia. Mm-hmm.
Even so, with Candace Lewis not competing anymore, and LaToria, who knows if she's going to come back, but not being at the Olympia last year because of health reasons, Nadia Wyatt was able to step into that, like, that trinity of black girls that just rule figure.
For real. Nadia is unreal.
She's so unreal and such a sweetheart. So sweet. Shout out to Nadia. She's a friend now. Just such a cool girl. And her physique is unfucking real. Her proportions are nuts.
That V-taper into the tiny ass waist and her legs. Crazy. Are so deep and crispy.
Crazy. So, I mean, if anybody's challenging Sydney, it's absolutely Nadia. Mm-hmm. Okay, for 1 and 2, we obviously knew that was going to happen. But third place, Jessica Reyes Padilla.
That's pretty
interesting, right?
That is interesting. She looked really good, but I did not think that she was going to get a top five.
Me neither, especially if that aesthetic is what we're going for.
Yeah, she's almost borderline. She could almost borderline do physique.
Fuck, yeah, she could. She wasn't quite as hard as she normally is.
Yeah.
So maybe that helped her a little. Natalia Soltero, which is somebody I don't know a ton about, but she does have the little bit smaller waist. Mm-hmm. She looked good, not overly hard. Boyana placed fifth.
She's always going to be up there.
She is. And then Sandra Gahalis placed sixth.
Judges really like her too.
They do. She has a pretty look.
I feel like she brought her waist in a little bit.
I think she did too. She That's absolutely what she needed to do. Men's classic. Yep. George.
Yep. George Patterson with the win.
Isn't it Peterson?
Oh, fuck.
It's Peterson. Yeah. The third.
George DeBull. I just know George DeBull.
Yeah.
George Peterson. He won it, which dude's a fucking freak. His back, his legs, everything. Uh-huh. I think he should go to 212. Uh-huh. But why do that when you keep fucking placing top three at the Olympia and then, you know, you just won the Arnold? Ride it while you fucking can until they say you're too big, dude.
Right.
But Steve Laureus.
Fucking unreal.
He finished second, right?
Yep.
That dude is the epitome of classic physique.
Absolutely.
If you ask me, okay, so Brian Buchanan from back in the day is one of my all-time favorite physiques. Mm-hmm. Crazy bicep peaks, tiniest waist I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. Just overall aesthetics and great look. Steve Laureus is almost Brian Buchanan. Give him a couple more years.
Mm-hmm. Courage O'Para placing third.
I don't know a lot about Courage, but I know he was at the Olympia last year.
Yep.
I'm pretty certain anyway. I remember that. He looked great. He's little
crazy legs,
compact, like aesthetic package.
Yep. And then Keon,
the guy who is allegedly natural. And I kind of believe that he is.
He was,
which is unreal,
right? And he's always like 22 years old too.
Yeah,
and he's flat as fuck.
Yeah, well that's why he could maybe be natural. I think because he was a little smooth. Mm-hmm. I actually thought that he would be in the top three somewhere, but so he barely missed it. But they tested his blood,
right.
And his test ranges were within the normal range supposedly. So
interesting. I don't know the fifth and sixth guy.
Not that it matters. That's part of the game. I'm just saying. I don't give a fuck.
Khalid Chikawi. I don't know.
I don't know who that is.
He was fifth, and then Ricky Moten was sixth. Yep. So then fitness was interesting, though. So Whitney Jones, the reigning Ms. Olympia fitness, was actually overthrown by Rial Graber.
She was the Olympia runner-up, right? Rial?
Yeah, I believe so. I don't know for sure, though.
Okay.
But pretty crazy because Whitney's so good. She's moved up. She has amazing routines. But I looked at the two-piece round from Fitness. Rael looks good as fuck. Her figure round was absolutely what did it for her.
Yeah.
She's beautiful. Her waist is tiny. You know, and Whitney doesn't, I mean, she looked great in the figure round too, but I think that that's definitely what it did it for her.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Are we missing anything? We talked about bikini already.
Yeah.
Yeah, so first Arnold experience was great. We had fun, busy as fuck, but also awesome. The setup of everything too. Like Columbus just seems like such a cool city to me. I wouldn't mind visiting more than just for the Arnold.
Yep.
So Sunday, we got up. I got up and I had some coffee, talked to Joe, woke you up finally from your pizza coma.
Yep.
And we got on the road.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to take how long to get home?
It's supposed to take
like under 7 hours.
6.5 to 7 hours.
It took us like 8 hours.
Well, because we were going through a fucking snowstorm. There wasn't really accumulation on the roads. But when, you know, the cars are constantly driving through the lanes, it kind of piles up on that center lane, like on the dotted line. So when you go to change lanes, you fucking slide out of control. Mm-hmm. When there's a slow motherfucker in front of you. You got to be very careful passing, and we had to be very careful, so that's what took so long.
Tons of accidents, too.
Oh, shit. We crazy. Counted like 20 cars in the ditch.
But once we got, GPS took us like a weird way, though, too. But once we got just north of like Peoria, we were fine. So,
yeah.
And I wasn't even mad because we listened to the Joe Rogan podcast with Alex Jones. That was 5 fucking hours. Yeah, so
that really helped the drive.
It really did.
That was awesome. Yeah, well, first we listened to the Ron Burgundy podcast.
Yes,
we did. Ron Burgundy podcast.
Okay,
yeah, so we listened to that, and then we listened to Joe Rogan, Alex Jones, which I'm a huge fan of both. Shout out to Alex Jones out there. Yeah, I know you're listening to this show, you motherfucker.
And
you,
shout out to Joe Rogan.
Yeah, Alex Jones, you are the one that woke me up to the world, so thank you.
Joe Rogan's one of my crushes.
Fucking weird. I get it, though. I get it. He's cool. He's cool. He's a comedian. He's got a podcast.
He's a fucking bald. World champion kickboxer.
Yeah, I don't know if it was kickboxing, but he's a
No, Muay Thai. Muay Thai.
He's actually a bad dude. People are like, oh, the guy from Fear Factor? Yeah, the UFC commentator? That guy's a fag. Him. No, Joe Rogan's a bad motherfucker.
He is.
And he takes more growth hormone than you probably, and he will fuck you up.
So how many pounds are you up today?
So in 3 days, I've gained at least 30 pounds.
And I'm down to, word to your mother.
Yeah, so last Wednesday, I was 211, and last night when I went to bed, I was 242. So
I'm sitting at 143. Goal is by my next check-in to be at 140.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I can do it.
That'd be good. You're on track, but prep starts today for me. Well, I guess, okay, starting tomorrow
prep
morning.
Prep starts tonight.
Tonight.
Anyways, for another episode of The Come Up. What?
Hold on. Don't do that yet. I have to say thank you to VJ Peary, the bodybuilding nerd, for getting me through this prep. Probably couldn't do it without you, and that was awesome. And thanks to Kenny Wallach for all the posing help. Thanks to Scott McNally for putting together the Advices B&R meetup. Thanks to all the social media people who, you know, reached out during the prep and right before showtime and all that. I know I'm going to miss people, but thanks to Haley sitting across from me for putting up with me. And yes. So, yeah. Now you can sign us out. Thanks, everybody.
Well, for another episode of The Come Up and for Haley and Ryan and all the cheesecake left on the table. We'll see you next time.